The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Pharisees went off and plotted how they might entrap Jesus in speech. They sent their disciples to him with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. And you are not concerned with anyone's opinion, for you do not regard a person's status. Tell us then, what is your opinion? Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not?" Knowing their malice, Jesus said, "Why are you testing me, you hypocrites? Show me the coin that pays the census tax." They then handed him the Roman coin. He said to them, "Whose image is this, and whose inscription?" They replied, "Caesar's." At that he said to them, "Then repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." The Gospel of the Lord. So now, in the gospel this morning, I have to be in defense of myself. I have to say it's a difficult one on which to talk and share. And no matter what I say, if I'm going to be truthful and try and tell you what I feel apropos of reading the gospel and thinking about it, what Jesus might say to you this morning if he was here, I'll probably end up not pleasing anybody in particular. But just to give you a little bit of background, first and foremost, we have the Pharisees and the Herodians coming to Jesus. It was a very hostile question they asked Jesus this morning. And they were trying to entrap him because he said, you know, well, you got to pay taxes to Caesar, or no, you got to ignore Caesar and just please God. Well, then they could accuse him of treason. So he, in other words, he didn't give an answer. Now, just for a moment, look at the two of them. The scribes and the Pharisees, we would term them as strict observances of the law. In other words, very, very conservative. And the Herodians would be a lot more liberal. They would go along with trying to please the Romans and Caesar, and at the same time try and please God. So, you know, that's where we're coming from, and that's, I suppose, where many of us are to today. Now, the other important thing to mention is that Jesus was not a dualistic thinker, and most of the time. So what do I mean by that? Jesus was always both and. Never just yes or no, either or. So in other words, put that into ordinary everyday language, Jesus was never an either or person. He always saw good and bad in everything. And maybe that's what we need to think about. Now, it's also interesting that every 12 years, this particular reading comes up, this reading from the Gospel of Matthew, right before there is an election. And so with only a little over 2 weeks to go to an election, it would seem to be a very appropriate reading for this time. So where then are we at the moment in our thinking? And you got to realize also that this country seems to be in a horrible state at the moment. There is this terrible division among people. It's affecting families, I mean, very much affecting families. And the whole world is looking at America at the moment and wondering, what in God's name is happening to the people here? And then you can see why. So let's look in more detail then where a lot of people are today and see how this yes or no, either or, can do so much damage. So for example, now listen to me and let me explain this to you. I can say to you this morning that I am totally pro-life. But if I were to say to you, I'm also pro-choice, you'd probably, oh, you can't be that. Well, just let me explain. A lot of people who are pro-life, how would you explain if you agree with war, capital punishment, not giving help to the poor? So how can you say you're pro-life? And I think a better description of a lot of people who describe themselves as being pro-life would be better to say, I'm pro-birth, not pro-life. Well, I am totally, and I repeat it, against abortion, totally. But I'm also not in favor of war, capital punishment, doing away with affordable care. I think all people should have access to care, to health care. Now, you can condemn me for saying that, and I don't mind. As Jesus said in the gospel today, and I'm on the side of Jesus always, you will accuse me and you will condemn me for saying this. Well, you know, but before you do that, before you decide I'm wrong, just look at the facts. Just look at the facts. I mean, do you listen or do you just mouth, we pray to the Lord? When, for example, very often at our daily masses and at our Sunday masses, in the prayers of intercession, we pray for the protection of all life, from the moment of conception to natural death. The whole of life, not just one part of life, but the whole of life. So where are you in regard to that? And these are the decisions that most of you are facing at this moment. So it's a serious decision. And It's not a question of I'm for him or this person or that person. It's not just like that. You got to think. God gave us the ability to think. And we've got to change our way of thinking, because most of us, almost all of us, are either or people. And that is not a good way to be. We're always looking for answers. But sometimes we have to live with a certain amount of ambiguity and not having all the answers. In other words, have faith. Live in faith and trust in God. You know, trust in God. Well, you're listening to the responsorial psalm. It began with, sing a new song to the Lord. So maybe we got to change our attitudes and sing a new song. And if you're in a divided family at the moment, which many people are, well, don't let politics or religion or anything else divide your family. Because if you do that, you're not following the teaching of the gospel. You're not being like Jesus. Or you can call yourself a Christian, or you can call yourself Catholic, but look at it. Look at it. And respect other people's opinions. That's very, 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 very important. Look at me. Look at me, and I have good and bad in me. I'm not perfect. All of us are like that. There's good and bad in everybody. Nobody is totally bad. Nobody is totally good. We're all a combination, if you use that word, of the two. And when you see it's neither he's good, he's bad, he's good, we're not in a position to judge or to say that. We are not. Do you ever notice in the gospel again, and that's why we got to be, did you ever notice Jesus never seemed to condemn anybody? You know, that they bring people to him. At this moment, she's a sinner. Jesus said, well, let him who is without sin cast the first stone. So who are we to judge? You know, we can't. You've got to see. I think it was Shakespeare, and just paraphrasing this, who said, nothing is good or bad, but the mind makes it so. Thinking makes it so. There's a lot of truth in that. So we don't want to end up on an all serious note. So sometimes the best way to approach life is with a sense of humor. And I'll just tell you a little story. And it's a nice little story, and it fits in nicely to the gospel today and also to the present time. And it's a story about a little boy, 9 years of age. And for some unknown reason, he really was desperately in need. He wanted $100. I'm not sure what he wanted it for, but so he prayed like hell. He prayed every day, many times a day, please God, send me $100. But after a few weeks, nothing was happening. Nothing came his way, certainly not $100. So he decided he'd write to God. So he sat down and he wrote a letter to God. God, I've been asking you and praying to you for the last couple of weeks, and all I want is for you to send me $100. It's not a big deal, God, so please will you help me? And then he put it in an envelope and he put an address on it, God, USA. And it ended up in Washington and in the general post office there. And when somebody opened it and they thought it, they saw what was written, that they thought, oh, let's send it to the president. He'll find that amusing and he'll be impressed by this little boy. So they sent it to the president at the time, and the president read the little note from the boy and said to his secretary, well, send him $50. He'll be that'll be a big amount of money for him at his age. So eventually, the letter arrived from Washington with $50 in it. So the little boy opened it. He was very pleased. At least he got half of what he asked for. And then he sat down to write a little thank you note. And on the little thank you note, he wrote, "Dear God, thank you for sending me the money, and the money I asked for." But he said, "Lord, I see you had to send it through Washington, and as usual, the crooks up there took half it." So you. There's always two sides to every story. So I want to finish on a happy note. So look where you are and have a think about, you know, that's a very important thing in the gospel this morning. It's never just either or. We got to see both sides all the time, just like Jesus. He was always both and. Never either or.